This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. Shuckers baseball is on the air. It's time to get set for first pitch on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is brought to you by Coca-Cola, the official soft drink of the Shuckers. The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, Glass Doctor, Lee Tractor, Renova Roofing, and Smile Doctors. Let's get you set for the action. The Biloxi Shuckers pregame show starts now.
Very happy Sunday, a very happy Father's Day, and a very welcome to Biloxi Shuckers baseball here in a series finale between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Montgomery Biscuits from Riverwalk Stadium in the capital of Alabama. David Blake alongside you throughout the afternoon as the Shuckers look to get back above 500. They fell to 500 yesterday with their third straight loss against the Biscuits yesterday in heartbreaking fashion. 6-4 the final. Austin Chinton, a two-run walk-off homer in the bottom of the ninth inning. The Shuckers come in at 31-31. The Biscuits come in at 31-31 as well. They've won three in a row. The two teams come in to today tied for second place in the Southern League South Division, six games behind the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. And with eight games left coming into yesterday, a Shuckers loss, a Blue Wahoos loss, the magic number for Biloxi to be eliminated. The elimination number is at 2 for the Biscuits. And for the Biscuits, it's at 1. For the Shuckers, it's at 2. A Biscuits win and a Blue Wahoos win sets the division title for Pensacola in the first half of the regular season. Both teams come in at 31-31. Shuckers looking for a split in their seventh straight series against the South Division opponent. Biscuits looking for a series win for just the second time on the season. We'll take a break when we come back. It's time for today's pregame interview, a special Father's Day edition. We sit down with Noah Campbell to discuss a bit about his outfield assists last night, but more importantly, his relationship and the influence his dad, Darren, had on his baseball career. That comes your way next before first pitch at 3:33 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shuckers Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new without replacing the entire window. Bring back the view of any window with Glass Doctor. Visit glassdoctor.com to request a free estimate on repairing your foggy or cracked windows. Let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint. Oh yeah!
Well, Welcome back to Montgomery on Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for a series finale here on Father's Day between the Shuckers and the Biscuits. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm David Blake, and we're joined by Noah Campbell. Noah, thanks much for joining us.
Hey, no problem.
You had a big-time outfield assist last night. You played it off the left field wall perfectly to get a former Brewer prospect, Tristan Peters, at third base. How much fun was that in the moment and with all the adrenaline to make that big-time play?
No, it was awesome in the moment. Anytime you get to help a pitcher and make a play for them, they're working hard out there. It was hot. I was dying yesterday. But anytime you get to help a pitcher, it's awesome.
Did it make it a little bit sweeter to get a guy who used to be your teammate at third?
He already had the double. He didn't need the triple. He didn't need the extra base.
One of the big things, too, is that over the past couple weeks, we had the great opportunity to go up to Nashville and play in AAA. What was that experience like at the AAA level?
I mean, it was awesome to get to go up there and get some experience at the next level. I mean, the guys are older, and just being around the coaching staff and the older guys, and we had a fair bit of MLB rehabbers, too, so it was cool to, get to be around those guys.
So you ate well at AAA for sure.
Yeah, I mean, Winker got us Capital Grill with steak and lobster mac. Yeah, it was unbelievable.
That's incredible. One of the things, too, and it happens at the AAA level, too, is the amount of work that goes into the outfield defense. Here in AA, you guys work a lot with Coach Nick Stanley on working in outfield walls and how everything plays off the wall. What does that look like on a day-to-day basis for you guys?
Well, this week we haven't had much opportunity just because the weather's been so bad. But usually, we go to a new park and you just get balls off the wall to start the series just to see how it plays. And obviously, I've been here a few times. I've been to this park probably 5 or 6 times with 6-game series. So I've played a lot of games here. But, just learning the walls and just getting balls in different spots makes it a lot easier in the game.
How weird is it here? Because you have the big video board that's inside the wall in left. That has to create some tricky bounces.
Yeah, it is really weird here because the ball, you can hit the top of the scoreboard over there and it, comes back in play. So I've never seen a park quite like that. But just getting used to that is a little different. But, get some reps and anything becomes a little easier.
Back to your time in AAA, you played with one of the newest things in baseball, the automated ball strike system. Not only did you play with the straight-up system where the computer's calling balls and strikes, but also the challenge system. What was that like, getting to play with that firsthand?
With the ABS, it's definitely a little weird. I guess it's a true strike zone because it's consistent, but, it was just weird to watch, especially when you got into the challenge days and you could see when guys would challenge the calls, how little of the ball could catch the zone and it'd be a strike. I saw that happen quite a few times. So, I don't see the ABS come into Major League Baseball anytime soon just because I feel like it's not quite baseball. But I feel like the challenge system could be a thing just to add a little bit more spice to the game.
Did you challenge any calls?
I did not challenge any calls. We had quite a few challenge calls, and we had to have a meeting about how many calls we were challenging because we ran out of challenges too early in the game.
One of the things, too, today is Father's Day. That's a big thing across the baseball landscape, across the world as well. Your dad, Darren, had a professional career and had quite the illustrious college career at North Carolina. How much has he impacted and helped shape your baseball career?
He probably has the biggest impact out of anybody. Him and my mom, even though she didn't play baseball, just helping me out. But my dad, I wouldn't be here without him for sure. I learned pretty much everything I know about the game from him. And he was my coach growing up for the most part. And, he's the best. I try to model myself after him all the time.
What's the biggest thing you try to model yourself after your dad's game?
Probably just the mindset that, he's always a positive person. He's always happy. And, I think that's something you can carry into everything, not just baseball, just having a positive mindset about everything.
How impactful is it from a young age to have a dad like yours who played college baseball, played professional baseball, and knows a thing or two about playing the pro baseball life?
No, it was definitely big growing up because he knew what it took to get to the next level. And, he had me in the weight room early on and he had me swinging all the time. But, I loved it and I've enjoyed every hour I've spent working with my dad.
What was your favorite baseball memory growing up with your dad?
There's so many to name, but when I made the USA team and got to tell him that I made the team, that was big. And then, there's so many little things. It's just like you drive back from tournaments, the drives, the getting up early, all that stuff. There's too many to name, but committing to college and seeing his reaction too, that was big. But I mean, all the time I spent with my dad is awesome.
It's always a special moment. Noah, thanks much for joining us.
Thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's a Father's Day finale up next between the Biscuits and the Sugar. Big thank you to Noah Campbell for joining us as today's pregame interview from Montgomery. We're getting set for first pitch at 3:33 between the Shuckers and the Biscuits from Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery. Shuckers come in at 31-31, the same record as the Biscuits. The two teams tied for second place in the Southern League South Division. A Biscuits win and a Blue Wahoos win would officially clinch the first half title for Pensacola, giving them their second straight Southern League first division title, first half division title, after doing so last year and winning the title. Starting pitching matchup today, it's the righty Sean Hunley that goes for the Biscuits, 2-1 with a 1.04 ERA at the Double A level, 4 walks, 36 strikeouts. He makes his first start in Double A in just over a month, started back in May at the Tennessee Smokies before being promoted to Triple A Durham. On the other side, it's the righty Christian Mejias, 4-3 with a 5.37 ERA for Biloxi. Makes his 13th appearance in his 11th start, 55 and a third innings on the mound, 24 walks, 70 strikeouts, and opponents hitting .217 against him. It's the Shuckers and the Biscuits in a series finale. Shuckers looking to split their seventh straight series against the South Division opponent, while the Biscuits are trying to win the series and get back above .500. First pitch comes your way next. This has been the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. Up next, first pitch from Montgomery in a series finale on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Watch the Shuckers take on the Trash Pandas in style on Saturday, July 15th at 6:05 with a Shuckers bucket hat giveaway for the first 1,000 fans presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun. Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Want to roll out the barrel and grab a beer? Come out to MGM Park for Brew Crew Tuesday, presented by FEB Distributing during every Shuckers Tuesday home game. Enjoy the game in style with a souvenir tumbler at the first and third base beer gardens for $12 and $6 refills. Our beer gardens feature premium craft beers from the coast and beyond. The only way to be a part of the fun is to get to the ballpark. Reserve your seat today at MGM Park, box office, or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got to make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Konecka Sausage is the exclusive sausage sponsor and hot dog provider of MGM Park. Find them at your next trip to MGM Park at the first and third base concession stands.
It's how I get my grill on.
Diving snag by Black gets to his feet, fires the first war in the pitch. And that ends the inning. In time, the tag Blanquero, a terrific relay in the air towards Thornton, where he dives, got it!
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruising WGCN. Your home for every strikeout.
Wave and a miss, he's got him. double-digit strikeout for the first time in his career.
Home run.
Story swings and hammers this one to right. Conine goes back, looks up, and it's gone! Jackson Churio, first double-A home run!
And Shuckers walk-off.
Jackson Churio, a two-home run game, and the Shuckers win it 7-6!
All season long.
And the Biloxi Shuckers are going back to the Southern League Championship Series.
Time to head out to the ballpark for first pitch with the voice of the Shucker, Javen Blake.
Sunday, happy Father's Day, and a very happy series finale to you from Montgomery. It's the Biloxi Shuckers at 31-31 in this 2023 season against the Montgomery Biscuits, who come in with the same exact record. The two teams are tied for second place in the Southern League South Division as we get down to the final seven games in the first half of the 2023 season. Javen Blake alongside you throughout the afternoon here on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network as the Shuckers go up against the righty Sean Hunley, who makes his eighth start of the year in Double-A and his first in Double-A since being transferred back to the level from Triple-A Durham. 2-1 with a 1.04 ERA on the year with the Biscuits over 34 2/3 innings, four walks, 36 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 165 against him. For the Shuckers, they'll roll out pretty much the same exact lineup from yesterday, minus Jefferson Caro, who's getting the off day in the series finale. Jackson Churio bats leadoff. Tyler Black bats second, fresh off having his 35-game on-base streak broken last night. This is the second time all year he had not reached base in a game. Noah Campbell, switch hitter, bats behind him. Wes Clark then bats in the five spot behind him. It goes Freddie Zamora, Xavier Warren, Tristan Lutz, Ethan Murray, and Isaac Collins. Jackson Churio steps up. A crowd on a Father's Day Sunday at Riverwalk Stadium screams play ball. Churio digs in from the right side against the righty Hunley on an 81-degree and cloudy day here in Alabama's capital. The first pitch of the day, called strike one on the outside corner. First pitch time today, 3:35 on a Sunday. The pitch misses up and in. Count evens, 1-1. Churio this year hitting .255. Hunley delivers. Churio rolls it on the ground, back up the middle. Giante Turner gets it on the shortstop side of the bag, throws to first in time. And Churio's retired the first out of the inning. Time to set the defense. We've met the second baseman, Giante Turner. Evan Edwards plays first. Junior Caminero plays short. Austin Shenton's at third. Herberto Hernandez is in left. Mason Auer in center. Tristan Peters in right. And Logan Driscoll is behind the plate. First pitch to the lefty, Tyler Black. Take strike one on the inside corner. Black this year hitting .244 with a .418 OBP. The 0-1 delivery. Black swings and shoots it foul. Out of play on the third base side. Count goes to 0-2. Apparently a stoppage in play. Looked like somebody might have been hit from that ball down the third base line. Hope everybody's okay. Tyler Black currently standing right in front of the Shuckers dugout with his helmet off. There's a line drive shot down the third baseline that got out of play. Family that it hit near has gotten up and walked onto the concourse. Certainly hope everybody's okay. Count it, no balls and two strikes with one out. The pitch to Black. Takes inside and the count goes to 1-2. Black yesterday went 0-for-5 at the plate, reached on a catcher's interference, which unfortunately, 1-2 delivery. called strike three on the inside corner. A slider gets him. He's punched out by home plate umpire Joe McCarthy. Two away, brings up Noah Campbell. Fortunately, a catcher's interference goes down as a reach and an error, so Black's 35 game on base streak ended. First time he had failed to reach base in 50 days. Switch hitter Noah Campbell up. First pitch to him. He swings and pops it up. Down the third baseline. Shenton gives it a chase, but it drops down foul. And goes to 0-1. Campbell bats from the left side against the righty Huntley. Two outs, scoreless in the top of the first inning. The 0-1 pitch. Misses away, and the count evens, one ball and one strike. Campbell's hitting 240 in double-A with a 410 OBP. The pitch to him. Misses low, and the count goes to two balls and one strike. Campbell spent 10 games at AAA. His first week back in AA. The 2-1 delivery. He swings and launches it out towards right. Peters over towards right. Center sticks up the glove. And retires Campbell for the final out of the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. Christian Mejias takes the hill when we return on the Alexi Shuckers Radio Network.
All right, folks, thank you, John and Julie, for today's Doing the Life Trash Cast. So each of you will have...
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com. Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans in the ballpark on Saturday, July 1st at 6:05 and receive a Shuckers Hawaiian shirt presented by Kaneka Sausage. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Of the first from Montgomery. Javik Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Righty Christian Mejias set to make his 11th start of the year for Biloxi and his second start on the week against Montgomery. Comes in at 4-3 with a 5.37 ERA. Faces a lineup that starts off with the righty Mason Auer. Junior Caminero bats second. Austin Shenton bats in the three spot. Tristan Peters behind him. Then it goes Logan Driscoll, Diego Infante, Heriberto Hernandez, Evan Edwards, and Giante Turner to round out the lineup. Mejias struck out six on Tuesday in the series opener. Got the win as the Shuckers won a wild one, 10-8 over the Biscuits. First pitch of his day comes home, and it's slipped in out towards second base. Ethan Murray's under it, makes the catch. Tires Auer for the first down. Ethan Murray's at second. Xavier Warren plays first for Biloxi. Freddie Zamora is at short. Tyler Black is at third. Wes Cards behind the plate. Outfield from left to right. Isaac Collins, Jackson Churio, and Noah Campbell. The righty junior Caminero steps in against Mejias. First pitch to him. Misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. This is the second time this year that Mejias has started on a holiday celebrating a parent. Started on Mother's Day back in Biloxi. The 1-0 delivery. Wave and a foul ball back out of play. Count evens at 1-1. Started the series finale against Rocket City on Mother's Day back in May. The 1-1 delivery. Caminero swings and rolls it in a left for a base hit. Collins picks it up. Caminero has himself a base hit. brings up the left-handed hitting Austin Shenton. Shenton has been one of the top three players all year long in the Southern League, quite possibly the first half MVP. He's hitting .324 with 11 homers and 40 driven in. Leads the league with a 1.001 OPS. First pitch to him. Fouls it back, and the count goes 0-1. It's a big left-handed bat. Stands in at 6 feet tall, 210 pounds, a native of Bellingham, Washington. He's drafted by the Rays at a Florida International University. He's had himself quite the series. Now calls time and knocks some mud off the bottom of his bright white Nike cleats. Steps back in. Hit the walk-off homer last night to the right center. The 0-1 delivery. He takes up and away, and the count evens at 1-1. This week, he's 6-for-12 with a homer and four walks. He's reached base 10 different times. The pitch home. Misses away, and the count goes to 2-1. He enters today with the league lead in OBP at .427. And the OPS, almost 300 points above league average. Been a dazzling season from Shenton. Pitch home. Misses low, and the count goes to 3-1. It's a tough situation if you're a Shuckers pitcher. You keep having to answer the question, where in the world are you going to throw a pitch to Austin Shenton to try and get him out? Waves the bat. The pitch home. Runner goes. He lifts it foul behind the plate and out of play. And goes to 3-2. The answer to that question, where do I throw it to Austin Shenton that won't end up over the wall, is something that very few pitchers have been able to figure out. Shenton just recently took over the league lead in OBP from Tyler Black. The 3-2 delivery. Runner goes. Shenton swings and misses. Clark's throw to second. In time. It's a strike him out. Throw him out. Double play. Caminero's nabbed. And the inning ends. No runs. One hit. No errors. Nobody left on base. The end of the second. Scoreless on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast. Fixtures you can rely on. A Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
Stadium, the location, West Clark against the righty Sean Hundley. The first pitch, Clark takes strike one in the outside corner. Clark was a third of the strike him out, throw him out double play that ended the bottom of the first inning. The pitch, chops it foul, and the count goes 0-2. Clark this year hitting .210 with 6 homers and 28 driven in. Finally to Livers. Tips it into Driscoll's glove for strike three. That's the second strikeout today from Hundley. Brings up the righty, Freddy Zamora. Zamora this year hitting 250 with a 352 OBP. One out, nobody on in the top of the second inning. We're scoreless in Montgomery. The pitch. Take strike one on the outside corner. Joe McCarthy is the home plate umpire today. Macon Hammond is at first, and Tom O'Neill is at third. The pitch. Zamora rolls it on the ground. Third base side. Shenton sticks his glove out, grabs it at third, fires to first. And Zamora is retired for the second out. Two away, and it brings up the switch hitter Xavier Warren from the left side. It's been a good start for Hundley. It's his first start back at the AA level since May 14th. First pitch to Warren. He takes strike one on the outside corner. Warren this year hitting 179 with a 268 OBP. He's rocking the light blue cleats for Father's Day. The pitch misses low, and the count evens 1-1. A lot of guys in this Shunkers team are rocking some sort of light blue today for Father's Day. The pitch. Warren swings and lifts it into right center field, and it's down for a base hit. Peters comes over and grabs it in the gap. Warren rounds first and snaps a two-game hitless streak. Puts a man on with two away for Tristan Lutz. Lutz is wearing light blue wrist tape. Let's go along with the royal blue Luxie Shuckers uniform. The pitch home. Lutz swings and chops it up the third baseline. Foul. That loud sound you heard right after it hit the bat wasn't home plate. It was Lutz's front foot. Takes a moment. He hobbles his way back to the right-handed batter's box. Lutz stands back in from the right side, hitting 218 this year. The 0-1 delivery. Wave and a miss. Count goes to no balls and two strikes. No balls, two strikes, two away. Warren takes his lead off first. Edwards, the first baseman, holds him on. The pitch. Lutz swings and rolls it into right field for a base hit. Warren stops at second. Lutz arrives at first. Back-to-back two-out singles. That one, Lutz stuck the bat head out. I mean, just enough contact to roll it in a right. Brings up Ethan Murray. Two away. Runners in first and second for Biloxi in a scoreless game. The pitch. Fastball called strike one. Finally sets. Now delivers. Murray swings and shoots it foul. Up above the Shuckers dugout into the stands. It's a fan with a glove. A second row that tried to make the catch, and it bounced in and out of his glove. Hundley fires. Murray takes off the outside corner, and the count goes to 1-2. Shuckers are trying to tally the first run. They haven't scored the first run in a game since game one of Friday's doubleheader, where they took an early 1-0 lead. Count right now, one ball, two strikes, two away. Hundley delivers. Murray swings and loops it into left field, and it drops down for a base hit. One hops Hernandez. Warren around third, the throw home in time. Murray tries to leap over Driscoll, and he's tagged out to end the inning. Warren now gets up in the face of Driscoll, and here come the benches. Both benches clear. Warren walks back to the dugout. And the umpiring crew forms a line between the Biscuits and the Shuckers. Murray is tagged with a single. Warren is tagged out trying to come home. 7-2 for the third out of the inning. Home plate umpire and crew gets together. See if there are any ejections to give. The Shuckers take the field. We'll take a break. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network with a little bit of fireworks here in Montgomery on a Sunday afternoon. We're back after this.
Join the Shuckers at MGM Park on Saturday, August 12th at 6:05 as they take on the Tennessee Smokies and celebrate Olympic royalty for Women in Sports Night. The Shuckers are set to honor Gulfport's own Brittany Reese, a three-time Olympic medalist and seven-time world champion, with a bobblehead in her likeness for the first 1,000 fans. Visit the MGM Park box office or visit BiloxiShuckers.com to get your tickets for the celebration.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new. Visit GlassDoctor.com to request a free estimate and let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Watch over 7,000 minor league games during the season with MILB.TV on the MILB First Pitch app and MILB.com. Sign up today at MILB.TV.
Featuring amazing views of MGM Park, downtown Biloxi, and the Mississippi Sound, the Renova Roofing Party Deck is the place to be this summer. The deck includes all-you-can-eat food and beverage service for 2 hours, as well as group recognition on the MGM Park video board during the game. Enjoy the scenic views of the game from the suite level. Get in the action and call 228-233-3465 today.
Montgomery. We're scoreless into the bottom of the second inning. After the benches cleared at the end of the top of the second inning. No ejections have been handed out. Benches cleared after Xavier Warren trying to leap over the catcher Logan Driscoll. He's thrown out to end the inning. The Shuckers in that inning go scoreless, but tally three hits, leave two stranded. Tristan Peters leads it off in the bottom of the second inning against the righty Christian Mejias. First pitch of the bottom of the second is chopped on the ground towards second. Ethan Murray, the second baseman, grabs it, flips to Xavier Warren at first. One up, one down, and it brings up the left-handed hitting Logan Driscoll. Driscoll this year hitting .287, .358 OBP. Mejias delivers. Swing and a ground ball right to second. Two hops, Murray eats it up, fires to first a bit high. Warren taps the bag. Second out of the inning. Two outs, it brings up the righty Diego Infante. Scoreless in the bottom of the second inning. Final game of a six-game set. Infante hitting .286 this year with a .356 OBP. Mejias delivers. Fastball misses up, and the count goes to 1-0. Two outs, nobody on. Mejias kicks and fires. Swings and lifts it foul. First base side out of play. Count evens at 1-1. Mejias has been really effective so far today. That was just his 14th pitch of the afternoon. Already two outs here in the second inning. The 1-1 delivery. Fastball called strike two. Mejias has already struck out one. That was Austin Shenton. Back could be strike him out, throw him out, double play that ended the first. The pitch home. He takes low and away, and the count evens at 2-2. Fonte steps back in. He's the DH today in the Biscuits lineup. The 2-2 delivery. Fonte waves and misses. Pitch on the outside corner. That finishes off a 1-2-3 second inning from Mejias. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We head to the third. Scoreless in Montgomery. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJsAutoParts.com. VJs Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit sealstires.com.
On to the third here in Montgomery. Late back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. This is Collins up in the ninth spot. First pitch he sees from Sean Hunley misses away. And the count goes to 1-0. Collins digs back in from the left side. Batting 228 this year. Hunley delivers. Collins takes up and away. Count goes to 2-0. We're scoreless in the series finale between the Biscuits and the Shuckers. Final game of a 12-game road trip for Biloxi. The pitch misses up and in, and the count goes to 3 balls and no strikes. Shuckers played 6 last week in Pearl against the M Braves, and then 6 this week in Montgomery. The 3-0 delivery. Called strike one on the inside corner. Shuckers dropped their third straight last night, 6-4. Walk-off two-run home run from Austin Shenton. A 3-1 delivery. Called strike two at the top of the zone. Shuckers trying to split the series today. Their seventh straight split against a South Division opponent. The pitch misses up and in. Collins works a walk. Brings up the top of the order and Jackson Churio. Collins trots off to first, and Churio set step in from the right side. Shuckers have 3 hits today. All of them came in the second inning. 3 straight singles with 2 outs, including one from Ethan Murray that Xavier Warren was tagged out at the plate on and cleared the benches. The pitch home. Called strike one on the outside corner. Collins takes his lead off first. Collins has got a good amount of speed. 11 stolen bases this year. The pitch. Churio hammers it foul. And a play in the right field side. And the count goes 0-2. Churio grounded out to second back in the first inning. Second baseman Jonte Turner shifted just about up the middle. There's a massive hole on the right side of the infield. The 0-2 delivery. Collins is off. Churio swings and misses. Collins slides into second with his 12th stolen base of the year. The third strikeout today from Hundley brings up the lefty Tyler Black. Man in scoring position, one out, top of the third inning. Hundley fires. Black swings and chops it foul. All the way down the right field line into the Shuckers bullpen. Past Caleb Bowman, who's the last man in the bullpen, has to go get it. And it rolls all the way down to the foul pole. Bowman finally retrieves it, flips it to a kid, and starts the walk back towards the bullpen. That's in play down the right field line. Count at no balls and one strike. The pitch to Black. He takes Lowman inside. The count evens 1-1. Black struck out back in the first inning. One of three strikeouts today from Hundley. Hundley picks up the leg, checks back to second. No throw. Collins, though, darts back to the back. The 1-1 delivery. Black takes up and in. The count goes to 2-1. Black's rocking the high blue socks with the white Nike cleats. Some of the light blue wrist tape for Father's Day. The 2-1 delivery. He takes away and it goes to the backstop. Bounces right back to Driscoll. Fires to third. Collins is in there. Collins advances on the wild pitch. Counts now at 3-1. Shuckers have the go-ahead run 90 feet away. Infield comes in for Montgomery. Collins at third with one out. We're scoreless here in the top of the third inning. The pitch to Black. Takes away. Works a walk. And a day after his 35-game on-base streak is broken, he restarts a new one. Reaches here. Brings up the switch hitting Noah Campbell. Logan Driscoll, the catcher, comes out from behind home plate. Dots up the chest protector with first and third signs. Campbell flew out to right back in the first inning. Part of a 1-2-3 first from Hundley. He retired. First five batters he faced. It's been a little different since then. The pitch. Campbell takes away, and the count goes to 1-0. After he retired the first five, five of the next six have reached. Three singles and two walks. The three singles came last inning, and the two walks this inning. The pitch. Black's off to second. Pitch misses away, and there's no throw. Black overruns second. Now darts back to the bag. He's in with his 37th stolen base of the year. Black now calls time and stretches out his left leg. Now steps back on the bag. He went to slide and realized he didn't have to, but didn't have enough time to stop himself, so he overran the bag by a couple of steps. He stands at second, Collins at third. Black now in a tie for the second most stolen bases in a single Shuckers season. The pitch. Campbell takes strike one. Black's now stolen 37 bases in 52 games. That ties Corey Ray for the second most in franchise history. Ray did it in 135 games back in 2018. The 2-1 delivery. Campbell chops it foul towards the Shuckers dugout on the first base side. The count evens at 2-2. Home plate umpire Joe McCarthy walks over to the third base dugout, gets a couple more baseballs. That really fills up his mask, brings out 8 new ones. Now we're set to go. Scoreless in the top of the third. Checkers threatening. Runners on second and third with just one out. Count it 2 balls and 2 strikes to Campbell. He chokes up on the bat. The pitch home. He swings and chops it towards the Shuckers dugout and into the Shuckers dugout. Right by Tobias Myers, yesterday's starter, and young Braden Copfield joining Dad in the dugout today. The 2-2 delivery. Campbell swings and rolls it foul again off the front of the Shuckers dugout. Count stays at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Campbell's choked up a good inch. Up the bat. Black at second. Collins at third. Scoreless here in the third inning. Shuckers looking to strike first. The pitch home. He takes up and away, and the count goes full. On to an 8th pitch in the at-bat. Campbell's fouled off 3 of the last 4 pitches. Connelly sets. Now delivers. Campbell waves and misses. Fastball top of the zone. Helmet almost pops off. Second strike out of the inning. Brings up Wes Clark. Black at second, Collins at third. Infield shifts all the way towards third for the Biscuits. Evan Edwards, the first baseman, and Giante Turner, the second baseman, both about 15 feet to their left. First pitch, Clark lines it foul. Third base side gets into the crowd, and the count goes 2-1. Clark struck out to lead off last inning. Shuckers trying to get the first run across. It's scoreless in the third inning. 2 away. The pitch to the righty. He takes away, and the count evens. 1 ball and 1 strike. This year for Biloxi, scoring first has been the key to victory. They're 20-10 when they score first. They're 11-21 when they don't. The 1-1 delivery. Clark takes low, and the count goes to 2-1. Shuckers last scored first in game 1 of Friday's doubleheader. The 2-1 delivery. Clark takes inside, and the count goes to 3 balls and 1 strike. One more bad one, and it loads him up for Freddie Zamora, who's in the on-deck circle. Hunley stares in. Out comes set. The pitch home. Clark takes away. It's a 5-pitch walk. Still also the 3rd walk of the inning. Brings up Freddie Zamora with the bases loaded and 2 outs. And also brings out Logan Driscoll to the mound to talk to Hunley. Gives us 10 seconds to take station ID on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruising. WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Welcome back to Montgomery. David Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Shuckers and Biscuits are scoreless here in a series finale from Riverwalk Stadium. Shuckers trying to split the series. They've lost 3 straight after winning the first 2. Won the first 2 in convincing fashion. Held on for a 10-8 win in Game 1 and then a dominant 6-0 win in Game 2 over Montgomery. But from there, it's been all Montgomery. 11-4 in Game 1 of a doubleheader on Friday, 7-0 in Game 2. And then yesterday, a 6-4 win thanks to a walk-off 2-run homer from Austin Shenton to mark the 5th walk-off of the year for the Biscuits. And 4 of the 5 have come against Biloxi. There's some bad luck here in the first half. for the Shuckers. Part of 18 games they've lost when decided by two runs or less. Trying to tally the first one here today. Bases loaded, two outs. Freddie Zamora at the plate. Park at first, Black at second, Collins at third. First pitch. Fastball called strike one. Zamora has been a star for the Shuckers with the bases loaded. 4-for-5 with a double and 9 runs driven in. Hunley delivers. Zamora takes strike two on the outside corner. John Daxakis is up now in the Biscuits bullpen. Hunley's pitch count starting to rise. That throw is 56th of the afternoon. Delivers to Zamora. Zamora waves and misses at a slider, and it ends the inning. 3 strikeouts in the inning, combat 3 walks in the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. 3 runners left on base. Biloxi stranded 5 through the first 3, and orders scoreless through 2.5 in Montgomery. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans at MGM Park on Saturday, July 29th at 6:05 for a clear backpack giveaway presented by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Mississippi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Other teams might have season ticket holders, but in Biloxi, become a member of the team with a Shuck Nation membership. Pick your way to be at MGM Park for every big home run, late rally, and get out of your seat moment for the 2023 season with one of our memberships, starting as low as $27 a month. Memberships include flexible tickets, exclusive discounts, unique experiences, lasting memories, and more. Become a part of Shuck Nation today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-2465.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Roberto Hernandez, bottom 3, knotted at 0. First pitch, ball strike 1 on the outside corner. David Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Happy Sunday and a very happy Father's Day. The pitch home. Lifted out towards left center field. It dies quick. Isaac Collins, the left fielder, comes in, makes the catch, and retires Hernandez for the first out of the inning. By the way, fans, if you want to join in on the broadcast and give a shout out to a special dad in your life, text the booth. 601-514-0776. Again, that's 601-514-0776. The first pitch misses inside of the lefty Evan Edwards, and the count goes to 1-0. Text us with a dad you want to give a shout-out to in your life. You're on a Father's Day in 2023. The 1-0 delivery. Backs up Edwards off the inside corner. The count goes to 2-0. Edwards is hitting .213 this year with a .344 OBP. Mejias delivers. Misses away, and the count goes to 3 balls and no strikes. The first 3 ball count from Mejias today. He's blazed through this order. Thanks to a caught stealing, he's retired each the first 7. The pitch home. Lifted down the left field line. Collins comes in. Stays on his feet, makes the catch for the second out. It's not often you see a guy with a 3-0 green light, but Edwards had one there, attacked a pitch, and he's retired for the second out. 2 outs, nobody on, scoreless in the bottom of the 3rd inning. Christian Mejias has looked dominant so far this afternoon. First pitch to Giante Turner. It's a fastball called strike one. Mejias is a guy who right now is working quick. Come set. From the windup, delivers home. Turner takes up high, and the count evens 1-1. With all the light blue across baseball today for Father's Day, the Biscuits have just decided to go all out, wearing light blue jersey tops. Pitch home, misses away. The count goes to 2-1. Obviously, it helps when light blue is in your color scheme. They have the light blue hats with the Biscuits M logo, and light blue uniforms with Biscuits across the chest. The pitch is lifted foul. First base side out of play, and the count evens at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. He is trying to work through another 1-2-3 inning. The pitch fouled back. Count stays at 2-2. Turner hitting 257 this year. 2-for-11 this week. The pitch home. Lifted over Murray's head at second and in a right for a base hit. Turner rounds first. Just the second hit today from Montgomery. It brings up the right-handed hitting Mason Auer. Scoreless in the third with two away. Mason Auer stands in from the right side. And Ethan Murray, the second baseman, shifts towards up the middle. The first pitch misses up and in. The count goes to 1-0. Mejias is a guy. Mason Auer is also a guy who has become real familiar with one another this year. This is Mejias' fifth appearance. Check back to first. Long way to go. The sliding glove flies off, but Turner gets back in time. He is today. He's making his fourth start and fifth appearance against the Biscuits in 2023. More than anybody else. Check back to first. Long way to go. Turner back in time. It's the final disengagement from Mejias. The pitch home. Fouled back, and the count evens at 1-1. Junior Caminero is the only man on the Biscuits side that's tried to steal a base today. He's thrown out by Wes Clark. The 1-1 delivery. Runner goes. Pitch misses up and in. Turner's got way off the bag. They throw to first. Warren bobbles it. Slings it to second. It drops out of Murray's glove. And Turner is in with a stolen base. Maybe the most backward stolen base of the year. But a stolen base either way. The third to first was bobbled by Warren, and the third to second was bobbled by Murray. That's Turner's fifth stolen base of the year. Puts a runner in scoring position. A 2-1 count and two outs. Mejias delivers. Auer waves and misses. Fastball off the outside corner. The count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two away. He is set. Now delivers. Auer takes strike three on the outside corner. It's the third strikeout today for Mejias. All three have ended innings. No runs, one hit, no errors, one runner left on base. We head to the fourth, scoreless in Montgomery. Back after this, the Bloxy Shuckers Radio Network.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone in all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
I need
these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply.
Come on, people now. Smile on your brother. Everybody get together. Try to love one another right now.
Xavier Warman digs in from the left side. Ready, Sean Hunley, first pitch of the fourth inning. Count goes to 1-0. Javik Blake back with you. We're scoreless in Montgomery. Final game of a six-game set. The 1-0 delivery. Warren fouls it back, and the count evens 1-1. Sean Hunley continues on for Montgomery. He's used a lot of pitches through the first three-plus innings, but he has five strikeouts. The pitch misses inside, and the count goes to 2-1. That was his 59th pitch. John Doxakis already getting warm in the Montgomery pen. 2-1 delivery. Rolled on the ground, out to second. Gianti Turner grabs it back of the infield dirt, fires to first. And Warren's retired for the first out of the inning. It brings up the righty, Tristan Lutz. One out, nobody on. Scoreless in the fourth. And that ends the day for Sean Hunley. Manager Morgan Ensberg out of the dugout. Brings in a reliever. Left-hander John Doxakis set to enter for Montgomery. Sean Hunley done after 3 1/3 scoreless innings in his first appearance back in Double-A. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Hello, this is Mike Guerrero. You're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Top of the fourth inning, Sean Hunley, right-handed starter, out of the game after 3 1/3 innings. Gives way to the lefty, John Doxakis, in a scoreless game and a series finale from Montgomery. Doxakis faces the righty, Tristan Lutz. First pitch is a called strike one on the inside corner. Doxakis makes his 20th appearance of the year. 6.55 ERA in 45 1/3 innings. 25 walks, 42 strikeouts. The pitch misses away, and the count evens 1-1. Trying to turn around some memories that were not great in his last appearance against Biloxi. Back on Tuesday, the 1-1 delivery. Lutz takes away, and the count goes to 2-1. Daxakis allowed 4 runs on 4 walks with 3 hits in 2 2/3 innings. Shuckers would win the opener 10-8. The 2-1 delivery. Watt swings and lifts it foul. First base sign out of play. And the count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Watt singled back in the second inning. Rolled the ball through the right side of the infield. Back-to-back-to-back hits from Biloxi. The 2-2 delivery. He takes up high and the count goes full. Stands back in. Knee-high blue socks. Gray Nike cleats. The 3-2 delivery. He swings and rolls it on the ground to third. One hop to Shenton. Picks it up. Fires the first bit of a stretch from Edwards. And Lutz is retired for the second out. Brings up the right hand hitting Ethan Murray. We're scoreless in the top of the fourth inning. And the shift is on for the Biscuits. Giante Turner, the second baseman, is just about up the middle. A step to the right. The pitch home. Murray takes away, and the count goes to 1-0. He's 1-for-1 today with a single in the second inning. He's 3-for-9 this series with 3 walks. He's reached base 6 times this week. The 1-0 delivery. He takes away, and the count goes to 2-0. Daxakis throughout this year has been used as the bulk guy. Main long relief guy in the Biscuits pen. The pitch home. Misses inside, and the count goes to 3-0. The 3-0 delivery. Murray takes strike one on the inside corner. Daxakis has thrown more innings than anybody else in a Biscuits uniform with pitchers who have not made a start. He's been the big-time bullpen arm. 3-1 delivery. Murray swings and loops it out towards left center. Mason Auer over on the run, makes the catch, and it ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. Daxakis and Hunley combined for the first 1-2-3 inning by Biscuits pitching since the first. We're through 3.5. Still looking for that first run on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Everyone deserves a great smile. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics is here to help you, Shuckers fans, with some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in Biloxi. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics accepts most insurance. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics, the official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Beer, soda, hot dogs, all at a discount? That's right. Join the boys of summer at MGM Park every Thursday home game for Thirsty Thursday, presented by Yuengling, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108. Enjoy $2 Yuengling drafts, hot dogs, and sodas along with $4 draft beer specials. Want more? Splash in with the Shuckers Thirsty Thursday deal with reserved level ticket and 2 drink vouchers for $14. Join in on the fun and reserve your tickets, hey, at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Celebrate the weekend with premium giveaways, specialty jerseys, and unique acts every Saturday night throughout the 2023 season. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
The fourth year in Montgomery. David Blake back with you. We're scoreless between the Shuckers and the Biscuits. The righty Christian Mejias on the hill delivers to the righty Junior Caminero. It's fouled off and the count goes to 0 balls and 1 strike. Thanks so much for joining us here on a Sunday afternoon. Very happy Father's Day to all the dads listening. He steps off and drops the ball. And that's tagged with a pitch clock violation. With nobody on, you're not allowed to step off. Because of that, the count evens at one ball and one strike. Seems like every game this week, we've had a pitch clock violation of some sort. The 1-1 delivery. Caminero waves and misses the fastball. Count goes to 1-2. Shuckers have had a couple. The Biscuits have had a couple. Been on both pitchers and hitters. It's the first time this year we've really seen the pitch clock come into effect in a big way. The pitch misses away, and the count evens at 2-2. 2 balls and 2 strikes. The leadoff man, Junior Caminero, singled back in the first inning and then was thrown out trying to steal second to end the inning. The pitch fouled off, out of play. Over the sweets on the first base side. 2 balls, 2 strikes, nobody out. Mejias delivers. Caminero loops it out towards right. Ball carries back. Campbell's back to the warning track, and one hops off the wall. Caminero races into second with an extra base hit. He's 2-for-2 today. Hit it up into the jet stream, and it kept carrying here at Riverwalk Stadium. Brings up the left-handed hitting Austin Shenton. Runner in scoring position. Nobody out in the fourth inning. Shenton steps out, now steps in. Struck out in the first inning. Landers today is the league leader in average, OBP, and OPS. Mejias delivers to him. He waves and misses at a changeup. Count goes 0-1. Also gives us an opportunity to look at the OWA Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. 2 games in progress, and nobody scored in either one of them. The 0-1 delivery. Lifted down the right field line, tails foul, gets out of play, and a fan on the berm. A little kid brought his glove to the game, puts it to use. Makes a leaping grab. The count goes 0-2. Top of the third inning, Smokies and Barons scoreless. Top two, Pensacola and Embrace are scoreless. All the runs in the league came in the form of the Chattanooga Lookouts, a 12-1 win over Rocket City. The 0-2 delivery. He swings and hammers it deep to right center field. Churio goes back, warning track. Wall looks up, and it's gone. Austin Shen, yet another home run against the Shuckers. Hits one for his second straight game, and it gives the Biscuits a 2-0 lead. Shenton crosses home. It's his 7th homer against Biloxi in 2023. His 12th on the year. He's up to 42 driven in. And that 1.243 OPS against Biloxi, the highest by any player in a single season against the Shuckers, just continues to rise. First pitch to Tristan Peters. He's fouled away. Third base side out of play. And the count goes 0-1. Austin Shenton just continues to be a thorn in Biloxi's side this year. Leo 1 delivery. Tapped foul. Back in front of the Shuckers dugout. The count goes 0-2. Shen entered today hitting .393 against Biloxi in 15 games with 6 homers, 12 driven in, a .493 OPS, an OBP, and a .1243 OPS. The pitch home dribbled up the first baseline off Peters' front foot, and the count stays at no balls and 2 strikes. It's 2-0 Montgomery. Peters, sent to go, steps back in the box. He's set to go. No balls, two strikes, nobody out. The pitch misses low, and the count goes to 1-2. Biscuit's offense just continues to roll over the last couple of games. Entering today, the pitch is waved and missed by Peters. First out of the inning. Brings up the lefty, Logan Driscoll. One out, nobody on. 2-0 Montgomery here in the fourth inning. Driscoll's 0-for-1 today with a ground out to second. Mejias delivers. Lifted foul, third base side out of play. The count goes 0-1. Three of the four hits today for Montgomery have come from Junior Caminero and Austin Shenton. The 2 and 3 spots in the order. The rest of the order combined has just one hit. The 0-1 delivery misses away, and the count evens 1-1. Mejias fires, misses away, and the count goes to 2-1. But Christian Mejias today continues what has been a real serviceable season for Biloxi. Seems like every time he goes out, a 2-1 delivery. Lifted down the left field line. Collins comes over and drops in for a base hit. Driscoll rounds first. Collins fires it in. The third hit of the inning, and it brings up Diego Infante. But Mejias throughout this year has been pegged as a guy that can get you 5 and 6 innings every single time he's out and allow only 2 or 3 runs. Once you get the offense going, Mejias gives you a good shot to win it. First pitch to the righty, Infante. Called strike 1 in the outside corner. Biscuits lead it 2-0 in the bottom of the fourth inning. Man on first, one away. The pitch, wave and a miss. Slider on the outside corner. Count goes 0-2. Fonte struck out in a fastball last time up in the second inning. The pitch home. Wave and a miss. Fastball top of the zone. Helmet almost falls off. Fifth strikeout today for Mejias. Brings up the righty, Heriberto Hernandez. 2 outs with a man on. 2-0 Biscuits here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Mejias fires. Fastball called strike 1. Hernandez flew to left to start off the third inning. The pitch misses away, and the count evens at 1-1. Driscoll off first. Mejias delivers. Fastball misses away, and the count goes to 2-1. Right-hander steps back on the hill. The 2-1 delivery, wave and a miss. Fastball at the top of the zone. Count evens at 2-2. That's been the go-to pitch this inning from Mejias. 2 strikeouts, both of them on fastballs high in the zone. In fact, all 5 of his strikeouts today have come on the fastball. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. Shuckers trail it 2-0 in the fourth. Mejias delivers. Hernandez checks his swing and a slider. Pitch misses away. Doesn't go around. And the count goes full. That means Logan Driscoll at first will be off with the pitch. The 3-2 delivery. Runner goes. Hernandez taps it foul back to the screen. And we'll do it again. Three balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. Driscoll off first. Mejias comes home. Driscoll runs, and it misses up high for ball four. Hernandez walks. Driscoll turns the run into a jog to second. And that brings up the lefty, Evan Edwards. And it also gets up the Biloxi Shuckers bullpen. Wes Clark, catcher, comes out to talk to Mejias. And Nick Bennett gets up on the hill for Biloxi. Bennett, last pitch in the series opener, gave up four runs on four hits in three innings and threw 52 pitches. It also brings out the pitching coach, Will Shearholz.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit sealstires.com.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone in all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
to Montgomery. We head to the top of the fifth inning. Our apologies for a bit of a delay in the broadcast at the bottom of last inning. There has been a power surge at Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery. The video board is out. The big video wall in left is out. Thankfully, for hotspots, we've got the broadcast up. The first pitch to Isaac Collins is lifted down the left field line and drops in for a base hit. Hernandez picks it up. Collins rounds first, goes halfway to second. The throw goes wide, and he slides into second. The throw went about halfway to first. Evan Edwards grabbed it. He was able to get to the bag in time. Collins reaches. So right now, the ballpark is gone dark for a moment. Jackson Churio comes up. Collins dances off second. The pitch home. Fastball misses away, and the count goes to two balls and no strikes. Doxakis, a left-handed arm. Delivers, check that, picks up his leg and checks towards second. Collins is back in time. He takes his lead. It's a single and advances to second on the throw. Collins, big lead, goes to third. Churio hammers this one foul. Out of play on the first base side. And the count goes to two balls and one strike. The second time this year the Shekkers have played during a power surge or some electrical failure in the ballpark. Collins a big lead. Doxakis delivers. Churio takes away. Now the count goes to two balls and one strike. The power just straight up went out at Toyota Field. That's during a day game in early April between the Shekkers and the Trash Pandas. And just like today, you can continue play. Collins a big lead, heads to third. A pitch clock violation's called. Collins went to third. Count at three balls and one strike, and Collins is now being told to go back to second. He had third base stolen by a mile. Pitch clock violation is essentially a dead ball, so Collins wasn't able to go. Has to walk back to second. Count at three balls and one strike. Doxakis delivers to Churio. Misses low. Churio reaches for the first time today. Brings up the left-handed in Tyler Black. Black walked and stole second last time up. Shekkers trail it 2-0. First two runners have reached here in the fifth inning. Doxakis is delivered. Misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. Shekkers trail it 2-0. Both runs came home on a two-run homer from Austin Shenton back an inning ago. The pitch home. Black swings and lifts it out to left. Hernandez goes back. Warning track. Wall looks up, and it's off the very top of the wall. Everybody has to turn and burn. Collins around third comes home ahead of the throw. It's an RBI double from Tyler Black. He misses the homer by maybe a foot, and the Shekkers cut the deficit in half. It's 2-1. Everybody had to hang back so long because nobody was sure if the ball was going to get over the wall. Instead, it hits the very top. Collins had to speed home. The Shuckers now make it 2-1. Now with Campbell up, first pitch to him. Called strike one in the outside corner. For Black, that's his 27th RBI of the year. Now time's called. Ball gets away from a couple kids. Having a catch on the right field berm. Now Noah Campbell steps back in. We're good to go. Campbell's 0-for-2 today with a strikeout. The pitch home. Curveball. Called strike on the outside corner. Pitch home. Misses up high. Count it. 1-2 to Campbell. He's 0-for-2 today. Doxakis delivers. Nubs it up the first baseline. Charges towards first. Doxakis runs to the bag. Campbell slides in time. But it scores Churio. And we're 10-2. Black to third. Campbell. An RBI ground out for the first out of the inning. We're 9-2 in the top of the fifth. It's Campbell's 17th RBI of the year. And it brings up the right-handed hitting Wes Clark. Wes Clark in from the right side. First pitch to him. Swings and lifts it out towards center. So now we're back towards the warning track. Settles under, makes the catch. Black tag from third, chugs on home. And it's a sack five from Wes Clark. Shuckers take a 3-2 lead. It's Clark's 29th RBI of the year. Now brings up Freddie Zamora. Doxakis, the lefty, comes set. Nobody on. The pitch home. Misses up and in. Count goes to 1-0. Zamora's 0-for-2. The ground out, the strikeout. The pitch home. Misses away, and the count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. Doxakis delivers. Zamora takes up high. Count goes to 3-1. The pitch home. Misses up high. 4. Zamora works a 2-out walk. Brings up the switch hitting Xavier Warren. Also brings out the catcher Logan Driscoll to the mound. Shuckers lead 3-2. And for the second straight time, there is some sort of power surge / power outage at the ballpark. The Shuckers are doing quite well. As soon as the power surge occurs, last time it happened was when Tobias Myers retired 15 in a row, and the Shuckers won a big one against the Rocket City Trash Pandas. Warren, the switch hitter, in from the right side against Doxakis. Pitch home. Misses up high, and the count goes to 1-0. Biloxi leads it 3-2 in the fifth inning. Doxakis delivers. Warren nubs it foul back to the screen. And the count evens 1-1. Warren's 1-for-2 with a single. Grounded out to second. The pitch swings and lifts it foul. Out of play on the first base side. And the count goes to 1-2. Count it 1-2. Two outs in the inning. The pitch, Zamora goes. Curveball is a cold strike 3. Ends the inning. Even though Zamora had second stolen. In the inning, the Shuckers scored 3 runs on 2 hits, no errors, and leave a runner stranded. Halfway through, Shuckers lead it 3-2. We're back after this in the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Rep the pearl and oyster everywhere with a trip to the Shuckers shop at MGM Park and online. Find Shuckers hats, apparel, collectibles, novelties, Marvel Defenders of the Diamond merchandise, and more. Grab your Shuckers gear today at MGM Park or visit shuckers.milbstore.com.
Follow the Biloxi Shuckers away from MGM Park for every pitch, promotion, ticket offer, and discount on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Follow the team at Biloxi Shuckers on Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok, or at Official Biloxi Shuckers on Instagram. Become part of the fun today.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shuckers Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
The next Brewers Stars play here on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Welcome back to the bottom of the fifth inning. Righty Christian Mejias back on the hill for Biloxi. First pitch comes home to Gianti Turner. It's chopped foul up the third baseline. The count goes to no balls and one strike. The scoreboard's back on here in Montgomery. Scoreboard had previously been flicked up due to a power surge up in the press box. The 0-1 delivery. Swings and lips it foul. First base side out of play. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. And in one of the weirder parts of minor league baseball, that was not the first time we've had a power surge of sorts in 2023. The pitch home to Turner, wave and a miss at a fastball. That's the sixth strikeout today from Mejias. Comes up top of the order, Mason Auer. The pitch home. Auer swings and lifts it down the right field line. Campbell back, reaches up, and it's over his glove and bounces off the wall. He grabs it. Auer's around second. Heads towards third. The throw, not in time. It's a heave from Campbell all the way in right. It's a sliding triple for Mason Auer, and it brings up Junior Caminero. One out, runner on third. Shuckers lead it 3-2. And that brings out the pitching coach, Will Shearholz, to talk to Mejias. Only have a moment. Let's take 10 seconds for station ID, Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Welcome back to Montgomery. David Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Shuckers lead it by a 3-2 score. It's been a close one here in the series finale. Shuckers trying to get the series split. Runner on third, infield in for Biloxi. The pitch home. Caminero takes low and the count goes to 1-0. Elias takes a breath, now delivers. Caminero chops it back up the middle, past Murray's glove at second, and in a center. Albers scores. Caminero has himself a three-hit day, and the 19-year-old ties it up at three. Brings up the left-handed hitting Austin Shenton, who's just continued his assault against the Biloxi Shuckers in 2023. Hit a two-run homer last time up in the fourth inning. That made it 2-0 Montgomery. Mejias delivers. Shenton takes strike one on the outside corner. Shenton digs back in. Man on first, one out, bottom of the fifth inning. Mejias delivers. Shenton takes inside, and the count evens, one ball and one strike. The pitch home. Shenton waves and misses. Fastball top of the zone. The count goes to one ball and two strikes. Or it is not. It is instead called a balk on Mejias. Caminero moves to second, and the count is at one ball and one strike. Just a tough situation right now for Christian Mejias. Runner at second. Delivers to Shenton. Misses away, and the count goes to two balls and one strike. So it goes from the count going to one and two to a balk and a ball to make it two balls and one strike. Caminero is at second, 3-3 the score. Now Mejias steps off and asks Cork to go through the signs one more time. Shenton stands back in. The 2-1 delivery. Shenton swings and tags it out to right center field. Churio back, warning track, roll, and Austin Shenton's done it again. His third two-run homer in his last four at-bats. It's 5-3 Montgomery. Junior Caminero is trying to fan him off at the plate. That might be the best method if you're the Biloxi Shuckers to try and cool this guy down. It brings out the manager, Mike Guerrero, as Austin Shenton just continues to demolish the Biloxi Shuckers. Eight homers against him in 2023. Mejias done for the day. It brings in Nick Bennett. We'll take a break. Come back after this on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's, either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Bennett comes in for Christian Mejias. one out, bottom of the fifth inning. It's 5-3 Montgomery. Four of the five runs today have come in off Austin Shenton's bat, who has just turned into prime Barry Bonds against the Shuckers. First pitch is chopped into the Shuckers dugout in the first base side, and the count goes to no balls and one strike. Mejias is done for the day after 75 pitches. Goes four and a third innings, gives up eight hits. Bennett delivers. It's a curveball that misses inside to Tristan Peters, and the count evens at 1-1. The rest of the line for Mejias, five runs, all of them earned, one walk, six strikeouts. The pitch, Peters takes the curveball low, and the count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 delivery, curveball misses low, and the count goes to 3-1. Shuckers trail it 5-3 after they took a 3-2 lead in the top of the inning. The pitch home. Peters chops it on the ground towards first. Short hops Warren, bobbles it, picks it up, and taps the bag for the out. A little bit of a tricker play from Warren. Kind of tricked him up. Brings up Logan Driscoll to the plate. Driscoll's 1-for-2 today. By the way, Bennett this year makes his 15th appearance, 33 innings with a 4.91 ERA. First pitch to Driscoll. Misses inside, and the count goes to 1-0. Driscoll's 1-for-2, singled to left last time up. The pitch home. Misses away. The count goes to 2-0. The pitch home, dips it in and out of Clark's glove, and the count goes to 2-1. Shuckers trail it 5-3, two outs. Nobody on here in the fifth inning. Bennett fires, curveball, hammered foul. Right field side out of play. The count evens at 2-2. Two balls and two strikes. Bennett one pitch away from getting out of the inning. The pitch is lifted foul. Third base side out of play. And stays at 2-2. Bennett makes his first appearance since Tuesday. He allowed four runs in three innings and 52 pitches. The 2-2 delivery. Curveball, wave and a miss. That ends the inning. In the inning, three runs on three hits, including the second home run in as many innings from Austin Shenton. No runs and nobody left on base. We're through five. It's 5-3 Montgomery. We're back after this in the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Oh, take me to your best friend's house, Marmalade, we're making out.
sixth inning. Shuckers trail it 5-3 against the Montgomery Biscuits. Tristan Lutz leads it off against the lefty John Doxakis, who's out for his third inning of work. First pitch misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Javik Blake back with you from Montgomery. Sixth and final game of a six-game set between these two teams. The 1-0 delivery. Lutz waves and misses at a changeup. Count evens, one ball and one strike. Lutz is 1-for-2 today with a single. Doxakis delivers. Misses inside, and the count goes to 2-1. It's 5-3 Montgomery. Five runs on eight hits and no errors for the Biscuits. Three runs on five hits for Biloxi. The 2-1 delivery. Lutz lifts it out towards right. Peters drifts back towards the warning track. A couple steps shy. Now reaches out, makes the catch. Hit towards right center. And retires Lutz for the first out. Brings up the right-handed hitting Ethan Murray for Biloxi. Top of the sixth inning. Murray's 1-for-2 today. Doxakis delivers. Murray waves and misses in a changeup. That goes 10-1. Now Murray calls time and steps out. Murray's 3-for-10 this series, but he's drawn three walks. Makes a ton for the Biloxi. The pitch home. Misses inside, and the count evens at one ball and one strike. Doxakis sets, now delivers. Murray swings and shoots it out to right center field. Auer goes back towards the warning track with Peters. Auer calls him off. The center fielder makes the catch for the second out of the inning. Ever since three straight Shuckers reach base to start the fifth inning. Doxakis has gone out and retired five of the last six batters he's faced. Brings up Isaac Collins, switch hitter from the right side. Two outs, nobody on. The pitch, Collins chops it on the ground, foul, third base side. And the count goes 0-1. Collins and the third baseman for the Biscuits, Austin Shenton, who turned into superhuman today with two homers and four runs driven in. The 0-1 delivery. Collins swings and lifts it out towards left center field. Auer goes back, looks up, and it's off the base of the wall in center. Collins speeds into second with his first double of the day, second hit of the afternoon. And brings up the righty Jackson Churio. That's Collins' sixth multi-hit game of the year. Shuckers trail it 5-3, and the tying run comes up to the plate. Jackson Churio. Churio homered off Doxakis back in game one of this series. The pitch home. He swings and chops it on the ground to third, foul. Just wide of the bag. Count goes to 0-1. Churio's 0-for-2 today with a walk. Doxakis sets. Collins off second. Collins. Doxakis picks up the leg. Collins to third. The throw to third in time. Shenton the tag, and that ends the inning. Collins is caught stealing. And it ends up as a 1-2-3 inning. No runs, one hit, no errors. Nobody left on base. We enter the bottom of the sixth inning. This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org. There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell membership plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shuckers shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
The sixth inning. Dodgers trail it 5-3. Lefty Nick Bennett delivers to the righty Diego Infante. Called strike one on the outside corner. Bennett's out for his first full inning of work. Finished off the fifth inning from Christian Mejias. The pitch home. Infante waves over a curveball and the count goes 0-2. Infante's 0-2 with two strikeouts today. The 0-2 delivery. Misses low, and the count goes to 1-2. Bennett, left-handed arm. In for his second relief appearance of the week. The 1-2 delivery. Infante checks his swing on a curveball. Misses off the outside corner. The count is even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. The pitch home. Curveball misses low. The count goes to 3 balls and 2 strikes. The pitch home. Infante swings and lifts it out to center. Churio went back on it initially. Now charges in a couple steps and makes the catch. One up, one down here in the sixth inning. Brings up the righty, Herberto Hernandez. Hernandez steps in from the right side, 0-1 with a walk today. The first pitch, curveball, called strike one. Time for a look at scores around the Brewers system, brought to you by Owa Parks and Resort. The 0-1 delivery, called strike two with the knees. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Everything's gone final around the system. The pitch to Hernandez. Misses away, and the count goes to 1-2. The Sounds sweep the Gwinnett Stripers in a 6-game set. 3-0 the final in the finale. Bennett delivers. Curveball misses low, and the count evens 2-2. Final in 10 innings, Mudcats 12, Green Jackets 9. And the Timber Rattlers win it 10-8 in the finale against Great Lakes. The 2-2 pitch, curveball, chopped foul back towards the Biscuits dugout. Count stays at 2-2. Bennett kicks and delivers. Curveball popped up. Right side of the infield, Xavier Warren trying to shield his eyes from the sun makes the catch. And Hernandez is retired for the second out of the inning. Brings up the left-handed hitting Evan Edwards. 5-3 Montgomery in the bottom of the sixth inning. Shuckers have Caleb Bowman, right-handed arm warming in the bullpen. Bennett delivers. Edwards swings and rolls it on the ground. Right side of the infield. Sliding. Stopped by Murray. Gets to his feet. Fires to first. Warren falls over. Is able to hang on to the baseball. And that ends the inning. And a nifty play from Ethan Murray. No runs. No hits. No errors. Nobody left on base. We end to the seventh. Shuckers trail it 5-3. Back after this in the Biloxi Shuckers Radio.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seals has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seals Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport. Visit sealstires.com.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone in all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter! I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of the other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Top of the seventh inning in Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery. Biscuits 5, Shuckers 3. Jake Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. It's the top of the order due up. Jackson Churio, Tyler Black, and Noah Campbell against Sean Harney. New arm into the ball game for the Biscuits. First pitch, Jackson Churio swings and drives it to right center field. Peters is over from right into the gap and makes the catch to retire Churio for the first out. Harney comes in to relieve John Doxakis. Doxakis goes 2 2/3 innings, gives up 3 runs on 3 hits, 2 walks and 1 strikeout. The pitch of the lefty Black takes up and away, and the count goes to 1-0. Doxakis also throws 41 pitches, 22 for strikes. The 1-0 delivery. Black takes away, and the count goes to 2-0. Harney this year makes his fourth appearance. 3 runs allowed and 4 1/3 innings. The 2-0 delivery. Black swings and lifts it out to right. Deep into the afternoon sky. Tristan Peters under it and makes the catch for the out. Back-to-back flyouts to right brings up Noah Campbell with 2 outs. Campbell digs in the very back of the left-handed box. He's 0-for-3 today with an RBI. Harney delivers his first pitch. Campbell takes strike one on the inside corner. It was awesome to hear from Campbell pregame today about him growing up with his dad. The 0-1 delivery. Campbell lifts it foul out of play. Third base side. And the count goes 0-2. On a very happy Father's Day to all the dads tuning in. Campbell's dad, quite the good baseball player in his own right. Played at the University of North Carolina. A couple years in pro ball. Pitch home. Misses away. And the count goes to 1-2. Campbell growing up like a lot of kids whose dad had been involved in their baseball career. His dad was his coach all throughout his youth. The 1-2 delivery. Campbell fouls it back and will do it again. He said one of the big things he took from his dad growing up was the mental part of baseball. Just the joy and happiness and the constant positivity his dad would always go through. Pitch home. Campbell chops it foul. Count stays at 1-2. So on this Father's Day, a big happy Father's Day to my dad. The 1-2 delivery. Campbell swings and chops it foul. First base side. Count it 1-2. Just like Noah, my dad was my coach growing up. A lot of fun baseball memories. Fathers and sons growing up. The 1-2 delivery. Misses up and away. And the count evens 2-2. Down in the Shuckers dugout. Hitting coach Chucky Caulfield and his son Braden are spending Father's Day together in the Shuckers dugout. Braden's been down with Biloxi for the last couple of weeks. The 2-2 delivery. Campbell swings and chops it foul off his front foot. Count stays at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Campbell gets a moment to breathe and recover after nailing it off his front foot. Harney delivers. Campbell chops it back up the middle. Harney sticks up his glove, grabs it, stumbles, fires the first in time. Beats Campbell by a half step, and it's a 1-2-3 seventh inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Time to stretch in a finale from Montgomery. Back after this in the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new without replacing the entire window. Bring back the view of any window with Glass Doctor. Visit glassdoctor.com to request a free estimate on repairing your foggy or cracked windows. Let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint. Oh yeah!
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Watch the Shuckers take on the Trash Pandas in style on Saturday, July 15th at 6:05 with a Shuckers bucket hat giveaway for the first 1,000 fans presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Two up for Montgomery. They needed 5-3 over the Biloxi Shuckers. The new righty, Caleb Bowman, on the hill for Biloxi against the righty Turner. First pitch of the bottom half of the inning. There's a called strike one on the outside corner. Turner's 1-for-2 today. Faces Bowman, who's out to make his 8th double-A appearance of the year. The pitch is fouled back. The count goes to 0-2. Bowman has a 15.26 ERA in 7 2/3 innings. 5 walks and 13 strikeouts. The 0-2 delivery. Slider. Called strike 3 on the inside corner. 1 out. Brings up the righty Mason Auer. Last time out for Bowman. He allowed 2 runs on 3 hits and an inning and a third in game 1 of Friday's doubleheader. Pitch to the righty Auer. Checks his swing and a slider. Checked with the first base umpire. Macon Hammond says he does not go. And the count goes to 1-0. Biscuits lead it 5-3 over Biloxi in the 7th inning. Bowman delivers. Auer loops it down the right field line. Stays in the infield. Xavier Warren under it. Makes the catch. Retires Auer for the second out. Brings up the right-handed hitting Junior Caminero. Caminero's 3-for-3 today. The pitch misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Bowman delivers. Caminero launches one foul. Right field side out of play. Count evens 1-1. Cam Robinson's up and getting warm in the Shuckers bullpen. Robinson was added back to the Shuckers roster yesterday. The 1-1 delivery. Misses away, and the count goes to 2-1. Robinson was designated for assignment by the Brewers on Wednesday. Cleared waivers and was added back to the roster yesterday. The 2-1 delivery. Caminero chops it on the ground in front of the plate. Bowman grabs it, slings it to first, and finishes off a clean 1-2-3 inning here in the seventh. We're into the eighth here on a Sunday afternoon. Shuckers trail at 5-3 on Roxy Shuckers Radio Network.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
Biscuits, left-handed arm inherits a 5-3 Biscuits lead and faces the back half of the middle of this Shuckers order. Starts off with the cleanup man, Wes Clark. Shuckers trail it 5-3. Stinson comes in to relieve Sean Harney. The first pitch, Clark swings and launches this out to right center field. Peters watches it fly and it's over the wall. Clark has his second homer of the series, and the Shuckers now trail by one. It's 5-4. Clark crosses home. He demolished that one over the 373-foot sign in right center. Makes it a one-run game here in the eighth inning. Clark's seventh home run of the year, his 29th run driven in. The pitch to the righty Freddie Zamora. Chopped foul, third base side towards the dugout. The count goes to 0-1. The Shuckers now trail it by just a run. Opportunity to tie it up over the final two innings of play. Stinson delivers. Zamora loops it down the left field line. Hernandez charges over, and it drops down for a base hit. Zamora speeds around first. A hard turn. He's got halfway. The throw to first in time, and Zamora's thrown out. He went halfway to second, put on the brakes, and didn't have enough time to get back to first. So the Shuckers waste an opportunity. And it brings up the switch hitting Xavier Warren. One away for Warren, who digs in from the right side. The pitch home. It's a curveball, but it misses away. It goes to 1-0. Shuckers trail it 5-4. Bottom of the eighth inning. The pitch home. Called strike on the outside corner. Count evens 1-1. Warren's 1-for-3 today. Singled back in the second inning. The pitch misses inside. Gets the home plate umpire Joe McCarthy on the hand. He walks it off behind home plate. Count it 2-1. Logan Driscoll takes a moment in front of the plate. Give McCarthy some time. And a 5-4 game. Xavier Warren steps back in. Cam Robinson continues to warm up in the Biloxi bullpen. The 2-1 delivery. Wave and a miss and a curveball. Count evens at 2-2. Stinson sets. The lefty fires. Misses away and the count goes to 3-2. The 3-2 pitch. Warren waves and misses. Fans on a curveball. Second out of the inning, and it brings up Tristan Lutz. Lutz digs in from the right side. He's 1-for-3 today with a single. Shuckers trying to keep the comeback rolling. They trail it 5-4. 2 outs, nobody on. Bottom eight. Check that, top of the eighth. Stinson fires. Misses inside. Gets by the catcher, Driscoll. The count goes to 1-0. By the way, the final line for Sean Harney goes a scoreless inning and throws 13 pitches. The 1-0 delivery. Lutz waves and misses on a changeup. The count evens, 1-1. The pitch. Lutz loops it foul. First base side, foul territory. Edwards over towards the tarp roll. Makes a spiraling catch. And it ends the inning. One run, two hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We head to the bottom of the eighth inning. Shuckers trail it 5-4. We're back after this on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Want to roll out the barrel and grab a beer? Come out to MGM Park for Brew Crew Tuesday, presented by FEB Distributing during every Shuckers Tuesday home game. Enjoy the game in style with a souvenir tumbler at the first and third base beer gardens for $12 and $6 refills. Our beer gardens feature premium craft beers from the coast and beyond. The only way to be a part of the fun is to get to the ballpark. Reserve your seat today at MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Bowman out, Cam Robinson in. Shuckers reliever makes his first appearance since being added back to the roster yesterday. He faces the lefty, Austin Shenton. Robinson's first pitch. Shenton takes a curveball up high, and the count goes to 1-0. Robinson relieves Caleb Bowman. He's done after a scoreless inning of work. The righty Robinson delivers home. Shenton takes up high, and the count goes to 2-0. Robinson was DFA'd by the Brewers organization on Wednesday, cleared waivers yesterday, and was added back to the roster last night. The 2-0 delivery. Shenton loops it foul, third base side out of play, and the count goes to 2-1. Shuckers trail it 5-4. Shenton's been responsible for 4 of the 5 Montgomery runs today. The pitch misses low, and the count goes to 3-1. Shenton steps back in. 2 home runs today with 4 runs driven in. Robinson delivers. Shenton waves and misses at a fastball. Count goes full. The 3-2 delivery. Shenton rolls it on one hop past Murray's glove and into right for a base hit. The low sinking liner that took one hop and got over Murray's glove at second. Now brings up the lefty, Tristan Peters. Shenton has himself a 3-hit day. He's now 9-for-16 in this series. Ryan Minnendorf starts to get warm in the Biloxi pen. First pitch to the lefty, Peters. Fastball called strike one. Robinson delivers home. Misses way up high and cuts by Clark to the backstop, and Shenton moves up to second. Count evens at 1-1. Shuckers trail it 5-4. A win today for Biloxi splits the series. The loss would mean just their second series loss all year, and the first time they've lost a series against a South Division opponent. The 1-1 delivery. Chopped foul. Peters' front leg. Count goes to 1-2. And right now, the Mississippi Braves are doing everything they can to try and help the Biloxi Shuckers. The Shuckers are eliminated today from first half contention. If the Blue Wahoos win and the Shuckers lose, the Blue Wahoos have lost 3 in a row and are right now trailing 7-0 against the M-Braves in the bottom of the 6th inning. And the M-Braves are currently no hitting the Blue Wahoos. The 1-2 delivery. Tips it off Clark's left leg guard. The count stays at 1-2. Gives us a chance to take a look at the rest of the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Top 7, Smokies and Barons are knotted at 1. The 1-2 delivery. Peters rolls it on the ground, foul. First base side off the top railing of the Shuckers dugout. Count stays at 1-2. The one final today is Chattanooga. They win it 12-1 over Rocket City. Lookouts will head to Biloxi on Tuesday with a 35-27 record. The 1-2 delivery misses low. Count evens 2-2. Myers is 0 for 3 today. Strikeout, 2 ground outs. Robinson sets, now delivers. Curveball, punch, foul. Out of play behind home plate. Count stays at 2 and 2. We're on to an 8th pitch in the at-bat. Robinson just stares in, hasn't stepped off the rubber. 2 balls, 2 strikes, nobody out. The pitch home. Line drive, first base side, takes one hop into the stands. Luis Contreras, who's protecting Jason Lopez and Ryan Middendorf, who's getting warm, tried to get a one hopper. It launched over his glove and went to a kid's glove in the first row. 2 balls, 2 strikes, nobody out. We're on to a 9th pitch in the at-bat. Robinson delivers. Peter tips it foul. Off court. We go to a 10th pitch in the at-bat. Peters is only the second batter that Robinson has faced. This is getting to be a lengthy at-bat. Robinson about to throw his 15th pitch of the appearance. The 2-2 delivery. Misses up high and the count goes full. Now we're on to an 11th pitch in the at-bat. Robinson trying to win the battle against Tristan Peters. The two were teammates last year in Appleton with the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. Where Peters was traded at the trade deadline a year ago. Peters has since been traded one more time and finds himself in the Rays system. Faces his old teammate on the hill, Cam Robinson. Robinson delivers. Peters waves and misses on a massive curveball. Robinson wins the 11th pitch battle against Peters. And it brings up Logan Driscoll with one out in the bottom of the 8th inning. Driscoll steps in from the left side. 1 for 3 today. Robinson delivers. It's a curveball. Misses up high. And the count goes to 1-0. Robinson is motioning towards the on-deck circle. He's asking Diego Infante to move out of the way of the pitch clock. Infante was standing right in front of the timer. That's the one that's in Robinson's viewpoint. He comes set. The 1-0 delivery. Swing and a miss. Count evens at 1-1. One ball, one strike, one away. Chetton off second, the pitch. Misses low and away, and the count goes to 2 balls and 1 strike. The 2-1 delivery. Chopped foul. Towards the checker's dugout. Count evens at 2-2. Driscoll calls time and steps out. Steps back in. Shockers trail at 5-4 in the bottom of the 8th inning. The pitch. Driscoll launches one to right. Foul. Count stays at 2-2. The foul ball is brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167. Or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Robinson trying to win another battle. The pitch home. Misses away. The count goes full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Robinson last appeared a week ago. A scoreless inning with two strikeouts against the M Braves in the series finale from Pearl. The 3-2 delivery. Driscoll swings and punches one foul. Right field side out of play. Count stays full at 3-2. Today, though, Robinson is having a battle against this Biscuits lineup. Robinson comes set. The 3-2 delivery. Lifted foul. Third base side out of play. And yet another lengthy at-bat. We hit the ninth pitch of the at-bat between Logan Driscoll and Cam Robinson. The 3-2 delivery. Driscoll swings and rolls it on the ground. Murray dives at second, and it's past him in a right center. Churio picks it up. Shetton charges home. It's a 6-4 Montgomery lead on an RBI single from Logan Driscoll. Ethan Murray gave it one heck of an effort. Went full extension back up the middle, but just out of his reach. It's 6-4 Montgomery, and it brings out the manager, Mike Guerrero, to grab Robinson. Ryan Middendorf comes in. He'll be on the hill when we return. Luxy Shuckers Radio Network.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit sealstires.com.
Welcome back to the bottom of the eighth inning from Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery. David Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Ryan Middendorf into the ballgame now for Cam Robinson, who faces just three batters and throws 26 pitches. Middendorf faces the righty Diego Infante. The pitch home. Lifted foul. First base side out of play. And the count goes 0-1. It's 6-4 Montgomery. Six runs on 10 hits. For Biloxi, four runs on 8 hits. Middendorf delivers. It's a slider. Misses down low. And the count evens at 1-1. Middendorf out to make his ninth appearance of the year, 5.06 ERA in 10 and a third innings, four walks and 13 strikeouts in Double A. The pitch home, slider, wave and a miss. Ponte chased it off the outside corner. Count goes to 1-2. Middendorf pitched an inning and two-thirds scoreless 3 days ago on 22 pitches. The 1-2 delivery. Infante takes strike three on the outside corner. Second strikeout of the inning from Shuckers pitching. Brings up the righty, Heriberto Hernandez. Hernandez, 0-for-2 today with a walk. First pitch for Middendorf. Misses up and in, and the count goes to 1-0. Driscoll at first is Middendorf's responsibility. Take that, Robinson's responsibility. It's Middendorf's inherited runner. The 1-0 delivery. Fastball called strike one on the outside corner. Biscuits up 6-4 in the eighth. Checkers trying to split the series with a win today. The Biscuits trying to win the series and win four straight to win the series. The pitch home, rolled on the ground, foul, third base side. And the count goes to 1-2. After the game today, the Shuckers will bus back to Biloxi, off day tomorrow, and then game one of a 12-game homestand. Starts on Tuesday with six against the Chattanooga Lookouts. Then the week after, the Shuckers will wrap around to July 4th. The pitch home, slider, misses inside, and the count evens 2-2. They'll have Monday and Tuesday off, and then start a series from Wednesday to Monday, July 3rd, with the Mississippi Braves. Finish off July 3rd with the Independence Day fireworks spectacular. Pitch home, slider lifted towards center, drops in for a base hit. Curio gets it on two hops. Driscoll stops at second. It's the third hit of the inning. Brings up the left-handed hitting, Evan Edwards. Edwards is 0-for-3 today. 6-4 Montgomery in the bottom of the eighth inning. The pitch home. Edwards takes strike one on the outside corner. Middendorf steps off. Hernandez at first, Driscoll at second. The 0-1 delivery misses away. Count evens 1-1. One of the more shocking things throughout the first half. Not shocking, just a testament to how good the Shuckers have played in the first half of the year. They have not been below 500 yet. The 1-1 delivery. Dribbled on the ground, first base side. Warren grabs it, taps the bag, and that ends the inning. Shuckers looking to avoid dropping below 500 for the first time this year. Only two in the ninth to tie it up and keep this thing going. One run on three hits, no errors, and two runners left on base in the eighth, the end of the ninth. This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
Troubles down the drain.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply.
favorite jeans, favorite shirt. I can make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows that's how I get my grill on.
Konecka Sausage is the exclusive sausage sponsor and hot dog provider of MGM Park. Find them at your next trip to MGM Park at the first and third base concession stands.
That's how I get my grill on.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com. Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans in the ballpark on Saturday, July 1st at 6:05 and receive a Shuckers Hawaiian shirt presented by Konecka Sausage. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun. Join the Shuckers at MGM Park on Saturday, August 12th at 6:05 as they take on the Tennessee Smokies and celebrate Olympic royalty for Women in Sports Night. The Shuckers are set to honor Gulfport's own Brittany Reese, a three-time Olympic medalist and seven-time world champion, with a bobblehead in her likeness for the first 1,000 fans. Visit the MGM Park box office or visit BiloxiShuckers.com to get your tickets for the celebration.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Shuckers post-game show. Let's send it back to the booth on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Welcome back to Montgomery. The final score, Montgomery wins it 6-5 over Biloxi. They hang on for the one-run win as the Shuckers' 19th loss of the year by two runs or less in the 10th one-run loss on the year. The Shuckers drop a second straight heartbreaker to Montgomery. They have the tying run in scoring position in the ninth inning, but Nelson Alvarez strikes out Noah Campbell and ends it in the ninth inning. Final line for both sides, 5 runs, 9 hits, no errors, and the Shuckers strand 7. 6 runs, 11 hits, no errors, and 5 left on base for Montgomery. John Doxakis gets the win, improved to 3-2. Christian Mejia's the loss falls to 4-4, while Nelson Alvarez, in an inning of work, picks up his first save at the AA level. Time for a quick look at the scoring summary. It goes pretty quick when Austin Shinton does most of the damage for Montgomery. He opened the scoring with a 2-run home run in the 4th inning for his 12th homer of the year and his second of the series after a walk-off home run last night to win it 6-4 for the Biscuits. Then in the 5th inning, the Shuckers got 3 home thanks to 3 straight RBI plate appearances. Tyler Black, an RBI double that scored Isaac Collins, a ground ball back to the pitcher scored Jackson Churio, and Wes Quirk drove in Tyler Black with a sacrifice fly to center. In the bottom of the 5th inning, Montgomery got home 3 more, back-to-back-to-back hits from Mason Auer, Junior Caminero, and Austin Shinton. Plated the 3 runs, Mason Auer tripled, Junior Caminero drives him in with a single, and Austin Shinton drives in himself and Caminero with a 2-run home run that put Montgomery up 5-3. Shuckers got it back to within 1 in the 8th inning. West Clark, a solo home run to right. And in the bottom of the 8th inning, though, Logan Driscoll, an RBI single, scores Austin Chen and makes it 6-4. In the 9th, the Shuckers get one home on a wild pitch that scores Jackson Churio, but Tyler Black is stranded at second as the Shuckers fall by a 6-5 final. We'll take a break when we come back. Time to wrap up everything on the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. We'll do that and say goodbye as we get set for a 6-game set between the Shuckers and the Lookouts back at MGM Park. We're back after this.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Hi, this is Nick Bennett, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Go Shuckers, baby.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. Jacob Blake alongside you as the Shuckers fall in another heartbreaker, 6-5 against the Montgomery Biscuits, and fall to 31-32 on the year. It took 63 games, but the Shuckers are under 500 for the first time this season. A remarkable run above 500 to start the year. Well, the Biscuits fall improved to 32-31. John Daxakis gets the win, improves to 3-2. Christian Mejia's the loss, falls to 4-4. While Nelson Alvarez picks up his first save at the Double A level. Time to take a look around the Southern League and around the Brewers organization on the OWA Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Two games still in progress. Bottom of the eighth inning, the Smokies lead the Birmingham Barons by a 4-2 score. The M Braves lead the Blue Wahoos 7-1. If that holds, the elimination number four Biloxi will be one, which means one more Shuckers loss or one more Blue Wahoos win for the remainder of the first half, which ends a week from today. Six games left in the first half would eliminate the Shuckers from first half contention, and one more Blue Wahoos win will clinch the division for Pensacola in the first half and earn them their second straight first half division title in the South Division. Finals from elsewhere, Chattanooga takes down Rocket City 12-1. They come flying into their series with Biloxi that starts on Tuesday at MGM Park. A 12-1 final. They're at 35-27 on the season. Time to take a look around the Brewers farm system. Everything final around the system. Let's start in single A. Seven runs over the final two innings powers the Carolina Mudcats to a 12-9 win over the Augusta Green Jackets in 10 innings. Final, Nashville takes down the Gwinnett Stripers 3-0 in AAA thanks to a walk-off home run in the ninth inning and improved to 37-31 thanks to the sweep. Meanwhile, in Grand Rapids, it is a 10-8 final. Wisconsin takes down the Great Lake Loons, and the Timber Rattlers are at 25-36 on the year. At the big league level, the Brew Crew wins 5-2 over the Pittsburgh Pirates. They sweep the Pirates and sit at 37-34 on the year. They'll take on the Arizona Diamondbacks in a three-game set that starts tomorrow. That'll do it for us here from the road. A 12-game road trip has come to an end. The Shuckers at 31-32 will travel home to take on the Chattanooga Lookouts at 6:05 on Tuesday in the first of a 12-game homestand. Tickets still available throughout the homestand. Go to BiloxiShuckers.com or visit the MGM Park box office to get in on the fun. Shuckers will spend the next 2 weeks at home, including July 3rd, the biggest fireworks show of the year. 6:05 first pitch on Tuesday. We'll join you at 5:50 with pregame on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network as the Shuckers will open up a six-game set with the Chattanooga Lookouts. For all of us here at Montgomery and at the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network from Montgomery, we say goodbye. We'll talk to you on Tuesday night for the series opener. Have a great one.
This has been a presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCM. For all news, stats, highlights, tickets, and schedules, visit BiloxiShuckers.com. Make sure to stay up to date and follow the team on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Biloxi Shuckers.